Part 4. You will hear an author, Robin Bailey, talking about a safari holiday. For questions 24 to 30, choose the best answer, A, B, or C.
I'm Sally Walker, and with me in the studio today is author Robin Bailey. Robin, you've just been on safari, haven't you? Was it your first time in Africa?
Not exactly. I'd done voluntary service overseas there after university, and I did some trekking in the bush. But I booked this safari for my daughter, Samantha, as a birthday treat.
So where did you go, Robin?
The Luangwa Valley in Zambia.
Why did you choose Zambia? Isn't Kenya the place for safaris?
Everyone goes to Kenya. It's much more commercial than Zambia. The Luangwa Valley is 40,000 square kilometres of unspoiled wilderness and one of the last remaining strongholds of elephant herds and the endangered black rhino. It's a more authentic experience, in my opinion.
And did you stay at a safari camp?
Yes, a place on the banks of the Luangwa River. We'd flown to Zambia from London and took a light aircraft to an airstrip not too far from the camp.
And I suppose you slept in grass huts?
Not quite. That's a bit of a stereotype, I'm afraid. For accommodation, there are stone chalets with grass roofs, which are basic but comfortable. Much to our delight, the camp also had a large swimming pool.
It sounds lovely. So can you tell us what exactly you do on safari?
Well, the animals come to the rivers to drink at sunrise. So you rise at 5:30. Not quite me, I'm afraid. But the early morning cup of tea helped. Then you go out in jeeps for game viewing for about 4 hours. You can also take walking tours accompanied by an armed guard, of course, if you're feeling adventurous. I prefer the safety of the jeep.
And is there a lot to see?
Luangwa is teeming with wildlife. There are 5 game parks in the valley and almost every species imaginable. One can hardly complain about a lack of wildlife to film.
Absolutely. So what then?
You return to camp at 9:30 to a large English breakfast and then relax. Just like the animals in the bush, you keep out of the hot sun throughout the day until around 3, when you set off once again to catch the wildlife at the water's edge at sunset.
And in the evenings?
Dinner's usually a barbecue under the stars. And then there are slideshows, a film, or stargazing. That is, if you're not exhausted.
What did your daughter think of the trip?
Well, she fell in love with the scenery. That great panorama of the African bush. It takes your breath away. And then there are the sounds of the African night. That kept her awake at first. The loud hum of insects. The rustling of baboons as they swing across the roof. The odd screech of a bird, or an eerie howl in the distance. She loved it.
What made it special for you?
I discovered I have an artistic streak. It's been a long time since I sketched anything, but Samantha and I each joined a focus group. Some are for bird lovers, while others are for artists and photographers. The guides gave me no end of advice, which really improved my pictures. Sam wants to turn some of her photos into posters. She really has an eye for the big cats.
So, you'd recommend a safari?
Oh, absolutely!
Now you will hear part 4 again.
I'm Sally Walker, and with me in the studio today is author Robin Bailey. Robin, you've just been on safari, haven't you? Was it your first time in Africa?
Not exactly. I'd done voluntary service overseas there after university, and I did some trekking in the bush. But I booked this safari for my daughter, Samantha, as a birthday treat.
So where did you go, Robin?
The Luangwa Valley in Zambia.
Why did you choose Zambia? Isn't Kenya the place for safaris?
Everyone goes to Kenya. It's much more commercial than Zambia. The Luangwa Valley is 40,000 square kilometers of unspoiled wilderness and one of the last remaining strongholds of elephant herds and the endangered black rhino. It's a more authentic experience, in my opinion.
And did you stay at a safari camp?
Yes, a place on the banks of the Luangwa River. We'd flown to Zambia from London and took a light aircraft to an airstrip not too far from the camp.
And I suppose you slept in grass huts?
Not quite. That's a bit of a stereotype, I'm afraid. For accommodation, there are stone chalets with grass roofs, which are basic but comfortable. Much to our delight, the camp also had a large swimming pool.
It sounds lovely. So can you tell us what exactly you do on safari?
Well, the animals come to the rivers to drink at sunrise. So you rise at 5:30. Not quite me, I'm afraid. But the early morning cup of tea helped. Then you go out in jeeps for game viewing for about 4 hours. You can also take walking tours accompanied by an armed guard, of course, if you're feeling adventurous. I prefer the safety of the jeep.
And is there a lot to see?
Luangwa is teeming with wildlife. There are 5 game parks in the valley and almost every species imaginable. One can hardly complain about a lack of wildlife to film.
Absolutely. So what then?
You return to camp at 9:30 to a large English breakfast and then relax. Just like the animals in the bush, you keep out of the hot sun throughout the day until around 3, when you set off once again to catch the wildlife at the water's edge at sunset.
And in the evenings?
Dinner's usually a barbecue under the stars. And then there are slideshows, a film, or stargazing. That is, if you're not exhausted.
What did your daughter think of the trip?
Well, she fell in love with the scenery. That great panorama of the African bush. It takes your breath away. And then there are the sounds of the African night. That kept her awake at first. The loud hum of insects. The rustling of baboons as they swing across the roof. The odd screech of a bird. Or an eerie howl in the distance. She loved it.
What made it special for you?
I discovered I have an artistic streak. It's been a long time since I sketched anything, but Samantha and I each joined a focus group. Some are for bird lovers, while others are for artists and photographers. The guides gave me no end of advice, which really improved my pictures. Sam wants to turn some of her photos into posters. She really has an eye for the big cats.
So, you'd recommend a safari?
Oh, absolutely!
That was the end of part 4. End of practice test 3.